Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. Thank you for joining me as we pick up reading in the Bible at the beginning of human history. History is the word we've been discussing all week, and after a few days in Romans 15, at verse 4, over in the New Testament, we've now gone all the way back to the beginning. At the conclusion yesterday, I read from Genesis 2. Let me refresh your memory now. Here again, Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. Then the Lord God formed man of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. Wow, what a statement! How did human life begin? God took dust from the ground and, like a potter with a lump of clay, formed man. Then, and I find this fascinating and reflective of how much we are made in the image of God, the living God breathed his own breath into the first nose. The breath of God runs right up inside the man's nostrils. And the man's name is Adam, derived from the Hebrew word for ground from which God made him. Here is the first fact about Adam, that if you think carefully about him, is remarkable. Adam has no history. Adam has no history. Adam was the first person and therefore had no parents, no grandparents, absolutely no one who preceded him in his family. He has no family. And Adam was formed into a fully grown man, so he had no childhood history. At this point in Genesis, Adam is the only person. Adam and God are in conversation with one another, but Adam has no other human being to relate to. He is alone, with not even any memories on which to draw. He's a history-less human. Think of that. What must it have been like to be Adam? I have not forgotten about what I asked you to prepare on Monday, and then keep nearby as you listen to Definition. And that was to capture in writing some aspect of your own personal history. I surmise that you would want to focus on what you perceive to be the good of your heritage, because most of you prefer not to think about the bad. Okay, so what do you have? What are the good and pleasant memories? If you've got them listed, glance down at them or think on them. Got them? All right, now ponder this. Adam could not have done this when he is first conscious. Adam had no history. But you are different than Adam. You have a history. Consider this. Take what you find to be good within your personal history and give thanks to God for it. Something we can all give thanks for is that we're still alive to think about what is in our past. We are living, and we owe God a debt of gratitude for every breath we take. And who are the people in your past that bring a smile to your face? Thank God for him or her, for them. What events brought light into your life? What uplifting circumstances are a part of who you are? As a Christian, remember the time when Christ met you and redeemed you from sin? This and more is all part of our history. From the first man, Adam, we learn that we should be thankful that we have a history on which to lean and praise God for the good therein. And on the next edition of Definition, we will learn what to do with what's bad of our history. We will not ignore that. So join me tomorrow for another edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.